escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered, inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports and all things culture. From two U.S. Women's National Team World Cup champions and Olympians, follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it is a free-for-all Friday. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you are with us this afternoon. Let's go into the newsroom with Ian Ozan. Ian, welcome to the show this afternoon.
Thank you, Scoot. Appreciate it.
Yeah, let me check and see if Courtney is still there. Courtney P., are you still in the traffic center?
Hey there, Scoot.
Hey, how are you?
So look, doing well.
What are you guys doing this weekend? I mean, Ian, are you going to any of the fight? There's the power slap thing that's going on at Xavier University. And then there's the UFC fight at Smoothie King Center tomorrow night.
No, ticket prices are too steep. If I watch it, I'll order it on pay-per-view. And I know Dustin in passing because he's from Lafayette, from Northside High School, one of the great fighters to come out of that particular high school. Daniel Cormier, another one. But I don't want to get caught in any kind of crowd this weekend, whether it's that, whether it's anything else. I just want to take it easy.
I understand. You know, you wonder about these guys, you know, who do this UFC fighting. I mean, were they like bullies in high school?
No. In fact, Dustin was kind of the kid who was roughed up the small guy, and fighting was his way out. And once he got into trouble for fighting on the street on the north side of Lafayette, someone found him, said, "Hey, channel this. You can do something with it." And the rest is history. With Daniel Cormier, Rodney Begno, some of the other guys who came out of Northside High as wrestlers and football players, they were picked up by Tank Lotief, Coach Vic Nair, and some of the other guys who were coaching football and wrestling. They transformed them into state champions, in the case of Cormier, an Olympian, and now a UFC light heavyweight and heavyweight champion. So I don't know what it is about Northside High School in the 80s and the 90s, but they developed a bunch of guys who went on to play pro football, in one case pro wrestling. Rodney Begno, we mentioned him, and the UFC.
Man, that's awesome. So, Courtney, is baby girl still with the in-laws?
No, she has made it back, and we've been inseparable ever since.
That's so cute. That's cute, because I know when she was gone, you were like a wild woman.
Yeah, I think I had a little fun.
You were going out. You were going out with the ladies.
Yeah. I did. I made the most of the time.
Is there anybody you want to apologize to publicly here?
No, I think all things considered, everyone should be grateful.
Oh, I'm sure they are. Look, and you had, you know, had private time with your husband, and that's, you know, we have kids. That's always nice. You know, you get busy, and it's not that every night is open for, you know, the same things that it was open for in the past. And so it's good to take advantage of those moments and, you know, rekindle things.
Absolutely. And I mean, for, you know, that and for self, right? There are things
I
remembered I like doing when my schedule's open.
But I'm sure she was happy to see Mom.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, the way she ran from the door, you know, that they exited out of at the airport with her little bag behind her. Oh God, I melted.
That is so cute. Not long ago, I met my son and his family in L.A., and I got there. I landed in L.A. first, and they were coming from Portland. And so they were coming out of the Skywalk area, the Sky Tunnel area. And my granddaughter saw me and just ran to me. So I know exactly what that feels like, and it's really amazing.
Absolutely.
All right. So let's talk about the Power Slap 14 that's at Xavier University tonight. Have you seen any of this?
I have, on social media.
Yeah, I watched it on social media too, and it's insane. Courtney, have you seen any of that?
I have on social media, and I don't know.
Wait, what do you think?
Like, how do you train for this? What's the regimen? I don't know, but oh my gosh!
I know. Do you see the slow motion? How like the skin on their face? It's like it's loose, and it's like it revolves around the face. It's crazy.
Absolutely. I don't know how you stand there for. I would flinch. I know I would.
I know. And apparently there's women's competition, and I know women are really good at that. I know that from firsthand experience.
Yeah, I don't want to be a sitting duck for a man or a woman in the slap off.
I'm going to ask both of you the same question I asked Scooter yesterday.
All right.
How much money would it take for you to stand there and get slapped, Courtney or Ian? Like, how much money would you accept to allow somebody to slap?
I would rather live under the bridge than to let somebody do that to me willingly.
I had a price.
Mm-mm. I mean, I have a price.
What's the price? What would it take?
I would go in the millions somewhere.
Really?
But I can't promise I won't flinch.
Oh, my God. I said I'd do it for
$350,000. Man, you need to value yourself more.
And I had the $50,000 there to, you know, eat up some of the taxes. You know, so they end up with closer to 300,000. They want to round it off at 300,000 because taxes are going to eat up some of that. But then, but I started thinking about it last night. And I thought, wait a minute. You know, 350,000 is a hell of a lot of money. But I started thinking, you know, my brain might never be the same.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't want to do anything to the fragile brain that I've got.
And that's why I wouldn't do it. I'd rather live under the bridge than.
Yeah, my brain might be really. You think my brain's messed up now? Man, after that, it could be really messed up. Coleman, do you have a price?
$2 million.
$2 million.
$2 million. That's my price.
$1 million wouldn't do it. $2 million.
No. Like, cause I would have said $1 million, but after you said the whole brain thing, if I'm not going to be the same, I might as well not be the same and rich.
Yeah, but you know, if you got enough money for it, do you know what kind of wheelchair you could have if you were really rich?
I mean, one with the rims and the lights. It looks like a slingshot driving down the street.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And Kevin Hart will come with it, like in that movie with Bryan Cranston.
Now, my wheelchair would have to have the Johnny Five tank treads on the side.
I saw one of those outside the building the other day. A veteran was driving down with his tank.
Really?
Yeah, he had the treads on the side. Looked like it was a mix between a tank and a bulldozer.
Wow. Yeah, you could go high tech with that. Plus, you'd have people, you know, taking care of you. I guess. I mean, if you have $2 million, I mean, you could put some money in the bank and just get interest.
And that's per slap too. So if they want to, they could take a couple.
Per slap.
Yeah, not just to get slapped, like $2 million per slap.
I don't know. Yesterday I was thinking, wait a minute, $350,000. I don't know. Maybe that's too cheap because I might not be the same.
$350 is too cheap whether or not you're the same. You have to go much higher on that.
All right. Courtney P., Ian Ozan, thanks for being with us. Both of you all have a great weekend.
You too.
You too.
All right. So, look, Wolf Blitzer apparently kind of reacted when he was reading some stuff about the Wall Street Journal report. It was a report about the Epstein files, and there was some place in there. Let me see how they word it. There was some place in there, I'm looking at the script right now, there was some place in there where they mentioned the hair, the hair that's down there. I mean, Wolf Blitzer, I mean, this guy's like just, you know, I mean, Wolf Blitzer, he's Wolf Blitzer, for God's sake. You know, the guy's going to be, you know, a guy's like very dignified looking. So Pamela Brown says Trump and his allies are lashing out at the Wall Street Journal. It's reporting that Jeffrey Epstein's friends and family and associates sent bawdy letters for a birthday album in 2003. And according to the journal, one of them is a racy letter from Donald Trump. And Wolf Blitzer says, it is so. It's so graphic. The article in the Wall Street Journal describes the letter this way, and I'm quoting now, it contains several lines of typewritten text framed by the outline of a naked woman, which appears to be hand-drawn with a heavy marker. A pair of small arcs denotes the woman's breast, and the future president's signature is a squiggly Donald below her waist, mimicking hair down there. Well, it's not hair. They say, I mean, we can say it, but I mean, there's no need to, you know, to say it. Hair down there, you know what I'm talking about. I mean, not that, you know, people should have that, but anyway. The letter concludes with happy birthday and may every day be another wonderful secret. I mean, there's so much about this letter that indicates that they were talking about having sex with underage girls. Amazing. All right, look, let's go to James on the North Shore. James, thanks for hanging on. You're finally on WWL.
Hey, you got it, Scoot. No problem, buddy. First off, man, I like to say when Stephen Colbert, you know, he was once on The Daily Show on Comedy Central. Now that he's not with CBS no more, I wouldn't mind seeing him like Jon Stewart went back to The Daily Show. And I think he does a good job on there. You know, some people might like him, but I think he's pretty good. I like wouldn't mind seeing Stephen Colbert step back on The Daily Show.
And, yeah, you know, he might end up there was a text earlier that said he might end up on TV making a lot more than he's making now. He'll end up, I know he'll end up on Substack where I am now. He'll end up in a lot of he'll end up someplace where he'll make a lot of money. So he'll be fine. In fact, you know, broadcast television is kind of antiquated in some ways, and he might end up in a more profitable situation. Plus, I'm sure he's got money and doesn't have to worry about it, but I know he's going to go on and want to do something else. And you're not going to shut the guy up. He's going to do it.
Yeah,
and
he's
going to
be
he'll be in a situation where Trump can't shut him up.
Yeah, he's definitely got some good material. I'd like to hear more. I'm sure I'm in his dusty garage today working, doing the metal job, so I'm a little flat throat right now. Another thing is, on this audition last week, they were talking about Trump and, you know, his relationship with Epstein. And they were saying the first time Trump was with Melania was on the Lolita Express, the plane that actually flew back and forth from the island.
Really?
So I don't know how they got that information, but that is what they had on this audition. And this audition is pretty good about saying stuff pretty credible. You know, I've been watching it for years.
Seems like she would have been a little old to be on the plane.
Yeah, well, he ended up marrying her. From what they said, that's how he got hooked up with her, was through Epstein. That's how they met.
You know, when they were showing pictures of Donald Trump's fat ankles and this chronic disease that he has, when they were showing pictures, I had the sound on mute, and when they were showing pictures, there were two women nearby. Melania was right next to him, but you couldn't see faces. It was just from the knees down. I mean, I thought they were showing pictures of legs, and then I realized it was a story about Donald Trump's ankles.
Yeah, he's pretty big. So, and another thing is, you know, look, I love the UFC. Last week they had a great fight on the fight night. Derek Lewis, man, he's the black gorilla, big dude, man, puncher, man, a heavy fisted puncher. He faked like his eye, like he got poked in the eye. The dude kind of flinched for a minute. Man, he come around and just knocked that dude clear out. I love UFC fighting. I am a big fan of it. I can't wait to see the fight tomorrow night and all that. I probably won't watch it on preview. I'll catch it on YouTube after. But, man, I love that. The slap contest, that just worries me. I just have a lot of concerns about that. It falls in line right now with the new show on the History Channel. I was talking about a couple of weeks ago when I called Hazardous History. It falls right in line with what they talk about, with things that we've done throughout history that we look back on later and we say, like, hey, man, that was pretty darn crazy. Like, they used to have automobile polo where people were in cars doing polo, and you can imagine the madness that happened with that. And plus, they used to have contests back before bikes, really, where people would walk 7 miles day and night. They had these walking contests where they would just walk, and it got had because people were staying up for 7 days. And they were probably using things to help them stay up, but they were staying up. And then when they went to bikes, they were riding bikes around these arenas for up to 7 days straight. Just, you know, it was crazy stuff that was going on that, you know, it was like, this is wild.
That's interesting.
So, I mean, there's stuff in history. Yeah, there's stuff that we've done before that's really crazy. So I think it's perfect timing for that. Hey, man, thanks for having me on.
All right, James.
You have a great weekend, man.
All right, have a good weekend, James. Yeah, I was listening to this this doctor the other day talking about, well, it was yesterday, about the slapping contest. I'll tell you what he said when we come back. Hey, it's Friday. It's the beginning of the weekend.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports and all things culture. From two U.S. Women's National Team World Cup champions and Olympians, follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
On the Scoot on the Air calendar, it was on this day in 1966 the Beach Boys released Wouldn't It Be Nice? On the other side, the flip side was God Only Knows. Now, when I speak of the flip side, if you're part of a younger generation, I'm speaking of a record, a 45. It rotated at 45 minutes per second, right? 45 rotations per minute? What is 45? It's 45 RPMs, right? 45 rotations per a 45. Isn't that what it is?
I always thought that 45 was like the size of the record. Let me check.
Oh, maybe that's it. Yeah, check it out. I mean, I used to like spin records when I was doing radio in the early days. You know, back in the old days, you know, we used to spin the records, man. We'd just take the record and put it on the turntable and cue it up and then put it on there. That's the way it used to work. Yeah, but I don't even know what 45 means.
Yeah, you're right. It's because it played at 45 revolutions per minute.
Yeah, 45 revolution. Every minute it goes around 45 times. Okay, all right, cool. So anyway, this was a 45. So 45, it was a record. It had one song on one side, and then you would flip it over. It had another song on the other side, and you would play it on your turntable. It was very antiquated. It was a very antiquated way to play music, but hey, that's all we had back in the day. So we used to do it. All right, I'm Scoot on the Air. It's Free for All Friday. Let's get to a couple of text messages, and then we'll get right back to your calls. Coleman, you got a few texts for us?
Yeah, you were talking about what's going to happen with Stephen Colbert. This text says, Trump did Stephen Colbert a favor. He's going to go to HBO or another streaming network and make 10 times more money.
Yeah, it might actually be a favor for him. His contract was coming up at the end of a year, but I think he might have stayed. And again, I want to remind you, I posted this out in the Substack video that I did right before the show, but Stephen Colbert had, he was the leader among the three primary late night shows they were on essentially at the same time. Stephen Colbert had 2.4 million viewers, and Jimmy Kimmel had 1.8, and Jimmy Fallon had 1.2. Now, the other guy, Greg Gutfeld, on the Fox News channel, had 3 million average viewers. But when you combine all of those not watching, Greg Gutfeld, that amounted to 5.4 million compared to 3 million. So Greg Gutfeld, again, the guy's good. I mean, I really respect his talent. And I really think he should invite me on the show, but I don't know if that's ever going to happen. But that would be really cool. I would be honored to be on that show because it's a good show. So I understand why he does well. But it's not like he's like the king of television because, again, more people are not watching his show than watching it when you look at the four primary late night shows that are on essentially at the same time.
Earlier you were talking about bringing the music back to Felix.
Yeah.
This text says, come on, Scoot. You know, this is just payback for Felix supporting Ivy Waste in the French Quarter.
You know, I really hadn't thought about that. I think it might have preceded. I don't know. Maybe it is. But if the council person who is in charge of that district, who represents that district, I think if he listened to the voices of that district and not just a few loudmouths, you know, because they got a few people out there who are loudmouths and they want to protect their little serene life and their big bank accounts and they don't want anything to change. They want everything to be the same. And I mean, there's music like, you know, two blocks down the street at the Blue Crab. So why is there music there and there's not music at Felix's? This should not be about politics. It should be about what's right. Now, Felix's has to also go through the process of getting the right license, and they're doing that, and they're going to do that. But then the music needs to come back to Felix's at West End.
Also, earlier you were talking about the stampede at the Beyonce concert caused by insect.
Yeah.
This text says, Scoot, that Beyonce story just tells me that people need to get outside more and get more comfortable with nature.
Maybe so, but I mean, so, look, some people are freaked out by bugs. You know, I mean, some people are freaked out by bugs. And so this woman, so they're all leaving the Beyonce concert early in the morning a couple of days ago. This is part of the 3-day series in Atlanta. And so this woman just screams because this bug got in her face or got around her face. And people just stampede. So, yeah, the woman, you know, you don't need to scream if a bug's in your face. But the idea that a woman screams and everybody stampedes, you know, that just goes to show you how on edge everybody is. And that's really sad.
All right. Two more. This one says, the UFC needs to start staging amateur events at the Waffle House.
Why at the Waffle House?
Oh, you don't know the reputation of the Waffle House? That's where you go to decide whether or not you're a real warrior. A lot of violence takes place at the Waffle House at 2, 3 in the morning.
Oh, really? They have fights at the Waffle House?
Well, yeah, think about it. Most people, they're leaving the clubs, yeah, they're leaving parties, and they're drunk, and now they just want to get something to eat, so they go to the Waffle House. Then the Waffle House employee starts getting into altercations.
Oh, man, I didn't check that out.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of videos of people acting like Waffle House is where you go to be a real warrior. As a matter of fact, I think you need like a third-degree black belt to even fill out an application to work at the Waffle House.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for that the calendar, you know, the women of Waffle House.
All right, this last one says, it is Free For All Friday. Keep that in mind.
Okay.
Can Scoot please talk about the CEO that got busted cheating on the Jumbotron at the Coldplay concert? Have
you know,
seen that?
All right, yeah, I've got, I mentioned it yesterday. There was this couple that was at a Coldplay concert, and they got caught on the big screen, and they were ducking. It's like the guy was ducking and the woman was covering her face. And so Steve Martin, lead singer of Coldplay, he made some comment about how the couple might have been having an affair and they didn't want anybody to see him. I do have an update on that story, and I'm going to update you on that when we come back after the break. All right. So just hang on. Let's go to Johnny and Gentile. Johnny, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, Johnny.
Let me begin by saying that Susan Hudson, I don't like.
Wait, I'm sorry. That was just something that kind of leaked in. All right, go ahead. Susan Hudson.
I don't like Hudson because she doesn't answer questions. But she's facing contempt charges. She may go to jail.
Yeah.
Now, she may have a good defense if she used the race card. Now, I don't like the race card, but she may use it in her defense. Now, let's put on our memory caps.
Okay.
When Charles Fordy was in office, he was arrested 3 times for DWI. One of them was destruction of public property. He had fish tanks in the jail using inmates for slave labor to run those fish tanks, which he profited from personally. Also, he went to the city council, asked for money, and they said, well, we want to see your books on how you're spending this money before we give you any more. He refused to give it to them. They had a federal judge ordered him twice to surrender his books. He never did it. Now, with all that corruption, that man never served 1 single day in jail. So Susan Hudson might have a defense if she played that race card. Now, that office needs to answer to somebody, and right now it doesn't answer to anybody. So if you ever get on the radio station, I hope you open up those phone lines so the public taxpayers can ask her some direct questions.
Right, well, Johnny, here's what I would say about that. You know, it's sad, but things were accepted in the past that are not accepted today. So it might not be the race card. I mean, look, she's got to play whatever card she can to stay out of jail. I wouldn't blame anybody for doing whatever they can to stay out of jail. But it might be that those things were accepted back then and they shouldn't have been. But a lot was accepted in the past that is not accepted today. It might be more about the behavior than the race. I mean, that's a possibility.
Yeah, that's true. But she may play that race card because Fordy was white and she's black.
Yeah. I understand that. Johnny, I appreciate the call. Let's get to a break. When we come back, I'll give you an update on the couple that was caught on the big screen, the big video. They were together, and Chris Martin of Coldplay said they're either shy or they're having an affair. So what is the truth behind that? We'll get to that story when we come back. All right. It's Friday afternoon, and I hope you have plans over the weekend, even if your plan for the weekend is to do nothing. I mean, I'm looking forward to taking a drive. I'm going to head over to Pensacola. My brother's got a beach house, and he invited me to come over and spend a little time, so I'm going to go hang out over there for a night or two. All right, I'm Scoot on the air, and Free For All Friday continues next on WWL.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports and all things culture. From two U.S. Women's National Team World Cup champions and Olympians, follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Be well. All right. It's a Friday afternoon. Pretty soon this is going to turn into what? Friday night. All right, Free for All Friday continues. So, like, this couple that was caught at the Coldplay concert, it was on the Kiss Cam Jumbotron. And Steve Martin, the lead singer of Coldplay, was you know, on the mic on stage. And they go to this couple, and the couple realizes that they're on the Jumbotron. And the woman covers her face with her hands, and the guy's ducking. The guy's ducking, so you can't see him. And so Chris Martin said they're either shy or they're having an affair. Well, as it turns out, they were having an affair. So the couple is Andy Bryan and Kristen Cabot. Andy Bryan and Kristen Cabot. Bryan is a CEO of a tech company, and Cabot is the head of human resources for a company. You're head of human resources, and you're with a married man. Yeah. Well, actually, they've got his name written two different ways, Bryan and Byron. So I don't know which. Anyway, the guy, Byron, then the same story, they've got it spelled two different ways. He apparently is married, and Cabot was divorced in 2022, and she's with this guy. There are people online telling the guy to the guy's wife to divorce him. Actually, it's Byron. Now I'm seeing it more. Now it's written Byron. So Andy Byron's wife, they're still married at this point, but people are telling his wife to divorce him. His name was the top Googled name Thursday evening with 2 million searches. And so people are looking this stuff up. On one of the betting services, 48% of the people bet more than $85,000 that he's no longer going to be CEO by next Friday. And 50,000 bet that he's going to be divorced really soon. So the couple got caught on the Jumbotron because they're having an affair and they shouldn't have been with each other and they shouldn't have been at that concert together. So, you know, you got to be careful. You got to be careful. I mean, you can get busted a lot of different ways. Let me take just a moment to mention one of my favorite scary movies is I Know What You Did Last Summer. I even like the sequel, I Still Know What You Did Last Summer. Well, I guess the new movie that's coming out this weekend, I Know What You Did Last Summer, I guess that's a reboot. And it stars some of the same people. Sarah Geller, she's cute, and Jennifer Love Hewitt, who I've always thought was really cute. But Jennifer Love Hewitt, excuse me, has gained a few pounds. She's a bit hippie. She's a bit, you know, a bit like an hourglass. In fact, Jennifer Love Hewitt is built like sexy women used to look like. Marilyn Monroe was not some svelte, skinny model. Marilyn Monroe was full-bodied. She had a full body, and she might have been described as being a little hippie herself. So I hate the body shaming of Jennifer Love Hewitt. I mean, she's the mother of several kids, and I admire her for not instantly going to Ozempic or one of those other things to instantly lose weight. You know, the best way to lose weight is to watch what you eat and exercise. But for people who really needed it, you know, it has served a purpose, and I hope that when people get to a certain point, I hope they stop using the Ozempic and they just start exercising and eating better once they, you know, lose the weight and get to a certain point. Because I'm concerned that the day may come, years from now, when we start to see these commercials on TV, you know, if you were on Ozempic from 2020 to 2025, or I don't know when it came out, 2023 to 2005, if you were on Ozempic back then, and you're suffering this way, or if you had a loved one die, there's money for you. Please call this number and we'll, you know, get you the money that you deserve. I hope that doesn't happen, but you know, there's that possibility because it's a relatively new thing. So I'm happy for the people who have lost weight that way. But also, you know, you do have to be careful. And once you get to that point and you can break away from the Ozempic, I hope you do that and just watch what you eat and exercise. But Jennifer Love Hewitt should not be shamed. She looks great. We were talking about this earlier. Coleman said that she's more his type now than when she was really skinny. But I just thought that movie, I Know What You Did Last Summer, was a great movie. And it was about these kids that hit this guy and they thought he was dead. And then, like, they realize later, because they're getting notes, I Know What You Did Last Summer, they realize the guy's still alive, and he's haunting them. And I can't wait to see this movie. I'm going to be busy this weekend. I don't know if I'm going to have a chance, but I'm going to try. All right, let's go to the French Quarter. Rocco, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Rocco, the greatest radio host in the world. Scoot in the morning or even at night.
Yeah,
Scoot, I got a question for you.
Yeah, Rocco.
And somebody, I was singing in a parking lot at Oakwood Shopping Center with my stupid self. And sure enough, 10 years later, they throw me all over. I'm viral. You believe that?
You're viral? You went viral?
On TikTok. Does that mean anything? I got shot?
Well, I mean, I don't know. It could mean something if you got a Tic Tac account and tried to parlay that into, you know, getting a lot of people to follow you on TikTok.
I had heard these stories for years. I mean, they have about 18 people in the last 3 weeks have told me that.
Really? So you're viral for doing what now?
Well, all right. I'm a character from the quarter. You've heard me all the time. I get out and a beautiful girl pulls up. A boyfriend. I happen to be black. He said, "Hey, man, hey, brother, hey, whoa, whoa." I started commenting on how pretty she was, and it starts off. And well, anyway, we make a video, and the video, well, make it, people are shooting it, and it says, "This could end racism." And I think it caught people's eye that we were singing together. I was second lining, I was cutting up, but I was making sense and stupidity that we should all love each other.
Rocco, that was you. I literally just saw that 2 days ago. That was you.
So Coleman.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. So look. Rocco. Look.
Look it up. All right.
Here's what you might
be a buzzing star.
Here's what you might be able to do. Get somebody to help you find it on TikTok, or go on TikTok and get somebody to get you an account on TikTok and tell your story and say, "I'm the guy." And then what you need to do is on a regular basis start talking about things to help end racism. And that could turn out to be a viral thing for you. And if you get enough, you might actually, you know, make money doing it.
What's the guy that made Trump win? Roma? Roca? You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. So I
wanted to say he turned all the white kids in college to blacks. I mean, he made right wingers out of some liberal kids in college. You know what I'm talking about. Roma.
Get somebody to help you get a TikTok account. Go on there and say, "I'm the guy and I want to help end racism." And like every day post something about your idea about how to end racism. Right. And you will be that guy on TikTok trying to end racism.
You know, I got a first cousin that knows you real well. He might be the biggest promoter in the world right now. And he grew up inside the auditorium. Taylor Swift's promoter, you know who he is?
No, who's that?
The Messina Group out of Houston. Now Austin. He's Louis Messina from New Orleans. His daddy was the fight promoter.
Louis'
dad, Dr. John, and Paul Verisco and him.
Yep.
And St. Bernard back in your day. You know?
Yep, that's right.
Louis from New Orleans. A lot of people know that.
No,
when they opened the Dome, he went in with Pace Concerts. They offered him a job.
Yep.
I don't want to tell you what he made the last 20 years.
No, I hate when he left New Orleans, but I understood why. Rocco, I got to get to a break here, but I appreciate the call. Get somebody to help you with TikTok and go on there, say you're the guy, and start giving people advice. Every day, just do something brief on TikTok about how to end racism, and it might turn into a viral thing for you. All right? All right, we're going to come back to wrap up the show. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, happy birthday today to Glenn Hughes. Come on, you know who Glenn Hughes is? Glenn Hughes. He was the leather guy in The Village People. You know, there was a construction worker and the cowboy and the cop and the Indian, Native American. And then there was the leather guy. Glenn Hughes was the leather guy. He's 75 years old today. So happy birthday to the leather guy in the Village of People. In the Village People. All right. Here's one of the songs that they did in the Navy. It's about, you know, being in the Navy, going in the Navy to meet men. You know, you're all in a submarine together, you know, all those seamen together on a submarine. You know, we all know that joke. You know, I don't know why gays in the military was ever a big deal, because we watched Gomer Pyle when we were young, right? And, I mean, you know why Gomer picked the bottom bunk, don't you? Because he always wanted to wake up with a Marine on top of him. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. All right, it's Free for All Friday coming to an end. My weekend is beginning. I guess I'm going to have to stop at Bucky's on my way to Pensacola, right? I mean, I've been to Bucky's before, the one in Foley, but I guess I'll have to stop at Bucky's, make sure that I check out the beavers around the place. Anyway, it should be a nice weekend. All right, Sports Talk with Steve Geller and Jeff Nowak coming up next. Scott Shanley joins the guys at 5:10. Yeah, it's been a long week for me. But look, this has been a great week. Thanks for being with us. Thanks to everybody involved in the show. I'm Scoot. Love you, New Orleans.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, changemakers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.